You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's go!
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever, and this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars, new season now streaming on Paramount+. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
The lowest floors in rounds 2 through 4 right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. I'm Adam Azer filling in for Chris Towers, and I'm joined by Dan Schneier. What's up, Dan?
How you doing, Adam?
I'm doing great. Look at you. You're smiling. You're happy. You're ready to...
I don't know why, because I felt like I'm obviously feeling that Jewish guilt from... I said something mean to you on the last FFT, and I'm starting to feel
a little... It was great. It was a zinger. It was terrific. You shouldn't feel bad about it at all. You should feel bad about talking smack about some players right now who are being drafted in rounds 2 through 4. I want to know who has the lowest floors. And let's start with Breece Hall. Breece Hall is going 29th overall on Fantasy Pros PPR ADP. And yeah, I understand the point that you're making here, but what do you think the floor is?
The floor could be really low here, depending on how that recovery goes. We've seen not only that, we've seen players like Saquon Barkley, who were elite running backs at one point, have a really bad season that first year off the ACL. I don't really trust running backs that first year off the ACL. The Jets added a really talented back in this draft who fits the system perfectly. And there's a chance with Aaron Rodgers here in the mix. This will be a more pass-heavy approach and a more pass-heavy team with options in the passing game to go away from Breece Hall in the passing game. So I don't know that I see this profile outside of the talent there that makes me so excited about spending such a high capital pick on him.
Yeah, Barkley was really bad the year after he came back from the ACL. And he was not even a top 30 running back. On a per-game basis, he was, I think, 24th in PPR, close to 30th in non-PPR. All right, I was interested in this one. You think Mark Andrews is a low floor player? He's going 32nd overall.
Yeah, I just feel like with Mark Andrews, we're at the point with him where we're expecting him to get back to his elite ways of 2021, but so much has changed. Sure, the offense might be more pass heavy, but now they have three legitimate options in the passing game to go through. And if Lamar Jackson takes the system the way I think he will, I think he's underrated from a processing standpoint, I don't think the offense in the passing game will revolve around Mark Andrews at all. And that was a big reason for his success, in my opinion, the target volume there, especially in 2021 when he outpaced Travis Kelce. So I just feel like the targets are less guaranteed at this point in that offense for him. And if he's not getting that same kind of volume, I don't trust using that kind of capital on a tight end like him.
I'm not so sure I buy the rest of their receiving core. Right? That would be okay. My counter, right? I mean, I don't think Beckham has much left in the tank at this point. Bateman is kind of, to me, a downfield guy, a big play guy, but not a consistent target getter. Zay Flowers is a total wild card. I still think Andrews, on a team that is definitely going to throw more than they have in the past, I still think Andrews is the best receiver. I still think he leads the team in receiving.
It's possible. I mean, obviously, he's the one who has the best rapport with Lamar Jackson, so I can see it happening as well. I just feel like with more mouths to feed, if he's not getting that same kind of volume, when I'm taking tight ends at this point, last year I lost a lot of leagues by taking Mark Andrews and Kyle Pitts. At this point, I'm kind of Travis Kelce or bust at that position.
That's fine, but I do think it's worth pointing out Andrews was excellent before his injury and before the Lamar Jackson injury. So should, you know, just to be fair to him, he was living up to, I think, to his draft position. The last guy you want to talk about is Travis Etienne. Etienne is a third, fourth round pick, almost 36th overall. I do see some potential problems here as well. I still think I don't know if he has that low of a floor, Dan, because I think he's going to be involved in the offense. I think he's a dynamic player, and I love the offense, obviously, but you have some concerns for Etienne.
So I see him up at 23rd overall. We may be looking at Fantasy Pros. So I think he's kind of rising a bit, but the floor case for me is simple. Not much involvement at all in the passing game last year, despite this profile of being a pass receiver. I only think that goes away and gets worse because they added Calvin Ridley. And because as Trevor Lawrence progresses as a passer and a processor, there's fewer targets for the checkdowns. He's going to be able to get the ball in different spots. That I don't like. Red zone wise, I think he could lose his role entirely there. He was not an efficient red zone back last year at all. He's not built to be a red zone back. And they add Tank Bigsby, who is a very efficient red zone back. I think you brought that to my attention. His numbers at Auburn in the red zone were phenomenal. And that's on an offense that was basically run only and to the point where no one was respecting the pass game. So I think if without the red zone role, without a receiving role, I'm looking at a guy who might be like a 70 to 80 yard total guy in every game without many touchdowns, without many receptions. And that is a low floor for me.
And you're right. We were looking at slightly different things, both on the same website, different sources. So whether it's round two pick, whether it's round three pick, I hadn't seen a lot of round two buzz on ETN. That would be pretty low, or pretty high. So that would surprise me. All right, that's Dan Schneier. I'm Adam Azer, filling in for Chris Towers here on Fantasy Football Today in 5. We'll talk to you later.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.